Log Talk Radio.
Good afternoon on this sort of foggy and definitely rainy day in the Hudson Valley here in New York. My name is Psychic Luna Hacker, and thank you for joining us today on Dark Horse Metaphysical Musings. This is where we talk spirit. We talk about all sorts of things related to spirit, and we are very grateful to have the beautiful and talented Miss Sharon Forster, who is with us today as our guest again. She is a spiritual counselor and teacher out of North Carolina and a wonderful person. So welcome, Sharon. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Luna. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. So you said earlier, I talked to you a little bit earlier, you said it's beautiful where you are in North Carolina, huh?
Oh, yes, it is. Before we got on the show, I went outside to ground myself barefooted on the grass and leaned up against the tree. But, yeah, and it felt wonderful out. I don't take advantage of it as much as I should, but I am blessed to be here in the state of North Carolina with beautiful weather, minus all the pollen that's fallen. But other than that, it's great.
Lucky. 2 weeks ago, we had over 2.5 feet of snow where we are. And now it's raining and trying to melt it all, so we're really happy to just kind of not have snow, I think, and getting into spring. I'm excited about it. So today we've decided to talk a little bit about our connection to spirit, right? So whether or not, if anybody feels like they've ever seen a ghost, feel like they're actually connected to spirit or have been haunted or have maybe spirits in their home, things like that. We're going to talk about some stuff you can do to help alleviate any kind of like to cleanse and to protect yourself. And, you know, of course, not to be living in fear of anything. But also we always open up our lines to do some psychic readings for folks. So whether it's mediumship or, you know, connecting to the other side or psychic reading, they can call in. So, Sharon, I know that you know this realm pretty well, as do I. So have you ever felt like you've seen an actual ghost or talk to spirit?
Oh, of course. I have to say, you know, I had a little echo there. I had to pause for a minute. When I was a little girl, or maybe a teenager, I used to wash dishes when everybody was asleep at night. And out of my peripheral view to the left, I would always see this man walk by when I was washing the dishes at night by myself. But it didn't startle me. I just thought, you know, it wasn't a big deal to me. And then I've had times where, you know, in the past few years.
Yes. Did we lose you?
Yes. I'm here.
Okay.
So I would wake up feeling like someone was choking me,
gasping for breath.
Oh, wow.
So I've had some interesting, and then also when I'm doing healing sessions with different people, spirit, you know, some of the clients that I work with, their loved ones will tap in to give certain information. They'll give me, you know, symbols or different images to communicate that it's them. When I'm channeling, of course, the person that I'm working with knows who it is. So I've had a lot of, not too many like ghosts or anything that were taunting me, because again, we talk about being grounded and how to protect ourselves. Sometimes we do get caught off guard, but I've had some, I would say, I guess, pleasant experiences, not so many scary experiences, and because I've been doing this for a long time, I try my best not to let it startle me, though sometimes you can get caught off guard.
Absolutely. So I agree. I've had both. I've had experiences where I've been startled. I've done a lot of ghost hunting. I've been blessed to be a part of some different ghost hunting organizations and going out and doing stuff with the radio station up here that I'm on, K104. So it's been pretty blessed that way. I do talk to spirit as well. Actually, last night I had an amazing chat with someone who had crossed over and he had caused his own death. He had committed suicide, and he was very clear and open, and he spoke to his loved one, and it was a wonderful experience to transfer his messages over. So I get to do both. But I live in an old farmhouse, and we do have spirit here, and you know, they're not bad. They're part of the house. I kind of feel like they're part of our family. And, you know, they don't really meddle and bother us. But every once in a while, you know, you'll see an orb or you'll see a spirit or feel a touch or something. Sometimes you hear noise, things like that. And it can startle you if you're not used to it or if it's dead quiet. But it's nothing to be afraid of. You know, spirit generally is just trying to communicate in some way. They're not trying to hurt or bother people. I mean, of course, it's like in life, you get good and bad and everything, but the majority of things that people are in contact with, they're reflecting their own fear on the situation versus, you know, maybe really having to have a fear of whatever that's unknown there. So we have several callers. Some have been on hold for almost 20 minutes, so I was thinking maybe we'll take one call right now and see what questions they've got. So here we go.
Okay.
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Where are you calling from?
From Maryland.
Thank you for calling.
Welcome.
So, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I wanted to get a message maybe from my guide on my retirement when they see me retiring.
Okay. Sharon, do you want to take this one?
All right, well, the two cards that popped out while I was shuffling from the Magical Unicorn deck was hello and goodbye. You'll soon see that this change makes things better and try something new. You only know that you can do something if you try. So that's so on point.
Right, and I actually got two cards as well. I've got a new beginning card, but I have your struggle with letting go of the past. So you're the one kind of holding on to everything. So you can make whatever the future is bright, and it actually looks quite bright and actually exciting, but you just have to kind of like, you have to be the creator of this. So you're the manifestor, you're in the driver's seat. But it looks good, so don't have any fear. Just let go and let it happen.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you for calling in. Take care. Thank you.
Before you take the next call, can I give the cards that I pulled for all the listeners? Because it's kind of good. Okay, so from the Soul Journeys Oracle deck from James Van Plug, Courage is the first card. I find it in the strength to face fear with confidence. The second card is Gratitude. I'm thankful for this life and the opportunities that it presents. And three is Adversity. I accept that challenges are the best way to learn. So a lot of us, you know, we tend to be in a little bit of fear and we'll talk ourselves out of this, which is something you and I were talking about today. You know, you're onto something, you're following your heart, but it's the fear of stepping out into something new. What is it going to look like? Some of us would rather stay in a situation that's comfortable even if there's no growth. So these cards are perfect. And also for the caller we just spoke to, you know, when it said hello and goodbye and then try something new, it was the unicorn, the dolphin, jumping over the waves. So it's just have the courage to do it. And really, that card, hello and goodbye, it's just a nice transition. And I think that would be a nice message for those who are out there listening as well.
It's beautiful. I did pull one card as well. And I pulled from the Rider-Waite Tarot deck. And the card I got today, it says patience. And I feel like it's patience with yourself. Having patience with yourself and knowing that things will be okay. You know, sometimes things come, and again, we talked about divine timing. We seem to talk about it all the time. Things will come when they're necessary and have to come at divine time, in your own time, in God's time, however you want to look at it, Spirit's time. So just be patient with yourself is what I'm getting today. So, so we were talking about the ghosts and the spirits and stuff like that and mediumship and things like that. So when did you spoke about as a child kind of connecting to spirit and seeing things in your peripheral vision. That was when you started to connect to spirit and things like that, correct?
Yes, because I was also having dreams and visions, and I would go to my aunt and tell her the things that I saw, and they would, you know, kind of manifest themselves. So it was just like it wasn't something that we were shunned from talking about. It was like you just had a prophetic gift, you know, or the gift of discernment. So it was kind of embraced, but it wasn't until, you know, college and coming out of college that I really, you know, honed in on it and I wanted to learn more about it, you know. And boy, what it has blossomed into. If you would have asked me 10 years ago if this is what I would be doing, I probably would have told you no, because I knew I wanted to be a motivational speaker in health and fitness. Mm-hmm. But I am in gratitude. These cards speak to me as well, the courage, the gratitude, and the adversity, because this is really stepping out on faith. Like, I'm literally every day I'm living on purpose. And I'm walking it out in faith and don't know what's to happen next, but I always pray to be in the right place at the right time with the right opportunity with the right people. And it's been that roller coaster ride, as you get the excitement, you get that fear, but you keep pushing through. And this is where we encourage each other, you know?
Right. Well, you know, the one thing that I think that people that are interested in doing mediumship work or connecting to spirit should do first is to sort of find their starting point, like the line. Like, I always think it's like some people get fearful and they think, oh, if I talk to spirit, it's going to open me up to bad things and things like that. So you have to be open and you have to find, like, what's your boundaries? You know, what is it that you're looking at? What is it that you want to bring in? Because sometimes we get scared. I mean, even for myself, I do this every day. I've been doing this for years. And there are times where I connect to a spirit and it's just, I'm like, wow, this is so different from anything I've experienced before. And sometimes it throws mm-hmm. you a little bit. And it's not something that happens all the time, but it's like one of those things where every day is a new day and each spirit brings in their own energies and they try to talk to you and let you know, like, what is it they're trying to, like, you know, I want to say accomplish by talking to you. Maybe they just want to let you know they're there. Maybe it's something that they're trying to help you see so that you don't get hurt or you don't move forward and, you know, something will happen to you. Sometimes it's just because they just want to reach out to anybody that will hear them. Or maybe they have a message for you or someone else they love. Because you can connect to people that are in your own family that have passed. You can connect to spirits outside of the family. You can connect to complete strange spirits. So I have a question here in the, well, it's more of a statement. When she was growing up, she saw was seeing spirits, and no one in the family talked about it. So that's mm-hmm. something we can address, because when I was growing up, I grew up in a very Catholic household. Even though my dad was not really devout Catholic, my mom was. My dad was from Scotland. He was more of he was more of like in the spiritual realm versus the religious realm. But he believed and saw spirits, as did his mom. And my mom actually dreamt of spirits. But we could speak about it at home, but we were never allowed to speak of it outside the home, because our parents said, you know, if you talk about it, people are going to think, A, you're crazy, or it'll create mm-hmm. to ourselves. And, you know, society has changed. You know, when we were kids, a lot of us, if you grew up in a religious family or if you grew up in a small town, you didn't want to be different, you know, so things were kept kind of more quiet. These days, everybody's open. That's why we have the beauty of the society we have now, that we can be who we want to be, whether we're straight or gay or transgendered or, you know, whatever. Like, we have this beautiful society that lets us be individuals. And so now it's becoming more open. You can talk about certain types of things, and spirit is one of those things. So I think the kids today are kind of blessed, because they get to kind of grow up in a more open society. Well, for the most part, because you're still going to find places and people that are still going to try to keep things quiet because, you know, of fear. But for your household, kind of had the same kind of thing, right? It was kind of quiet, but then as you got older, your dad kind of was more into this, so you had someone to talk to about it, correct?
Yes, my father's from Jamaica, and he is, you know, very spiritual and just blessed and gifted. And then on my mother's side, she's from Mississippi. They're very, you know, I come from a very prophetic family on both sides. So it's been a blessing to be able to merge it together. But growing up in a Christian home as well, I was not really allowed to burn incense and candles, because I was told that it brought spirits in and they weren't good spirits and it was voodoo and witchcraft. So it was just, that's what made it, it took me to, you know, going to college and coming out of college to really open up to it. I was very curious about all of this, but had the fear around what I was taught in church. And yes, you can open yourself up to negative energies, and you can become possessed if you don't know what you're working with. And it can be scary, but then there are people who they learn the art and what to stay away from, and it's all in the intents and purposes of what it's used for. And I would say don't go dabbling in something that you really don't know that well, or you don't know someone who can educate you. Like, there's things I don't know that, you know, good old Luna, I can call you up on the phone and we can have a conversation. Or I could talk to spirit and guides and say, hey, I don't understand this, because a lot of things have been shown to me recently, because a lot of people are dealing with dark energies and demonic spirits to the point it's like watching The Exorcist and coming up. So it's just, it's scary for a lot of people. So, you know, I was talking to someone yesterday when I told them what I do for a living, you know, all the spiritual arts that I work in. They say, I'm a spiritual person too, but I shut it down because I'm afraid of it. And that's what a lot of people do. They're fearful of it. They don't know how to handle or deal with it and how to make sense of it without sounding or seeming crazy, where someone's calling them bipolar or, you know, schizophrenic, like, oh, you're just talking to yourself.
Right. And that's one of the reasons I think my parents didn't want me to go public until when I was in, I went to Catholic school with nuns. Like, if I would have started saying I was seeing dead people as a child, they would have locked me up or tried to, because that's what they wanted, because they wanted no part of this. But, you know, the one thing is that, like how I raised my daughter, when she comes now and she says things to me, we speak about it, we talk about it, we address it. I don't want her to live in fear. And, you know, she gets a little afraid sometimes of what she sees on television, if she sees, because there's a lot of ghost hunting things and they make it so scary. And I think that's the thing I wanted to address today. Ghost hunting, ghost things, it's not for everybody, you know, all that kind of stuff, chasing spirit in a sense. But it's also something that can be fun and educational if you do it with the right heart, and you do it also maybe with the right people, where you're going in with, like, if you go ghost hunting with a group that has some experience and knows how to control the situation, and also and educate you on equipment and how to understand things. Because there's a lot of apps out there, and they're not very good, and they're saying crazy stuff like demons and stuff, where demons are rare. You know, you don't, not every place you're going to go to has a demon. You can have some spirits that are heavier. You can definitely have some spirits that are, you know, harder to deal with. But it's exactly what was just posted. When you come from a place of love, spirit's not as scary. It's part of us, and that's absolutely true. So in other words, we have to look at it for what it is, because most of the time, they're like us. They just want to communicate and get messages across. And, you know, it's this idea that not everything has to be like, you know, like you said, like The Exorcist. It's not to say that isn't out there, because it is. It is out there, but it is much rarer. And I want people to understand that. So one of the things that I like to do is, even as a witch, I pray. And I love the archangels. And one of the prayers that I like to pray, which I believe comes from a Hebrew or Judaic prayer, where they call in the archangels, and that is Archangel Michael to my right, Archangel Gabriel to my left, before me Archangel Raphael, behind me Archangel Uriel, and the divine light and presence of God surrounding me. That's a great place to start, or any prayer that you like. You can even just call in your guides and say, guardian angels, spirit guides, ancestors, be with me, help me. And then if you meditate and sit quietly, especially if you're open to it, you may get images, which is a form of clairvoyance, right? You may get sounds. You may get thoughts that are in your head that seem like they're yours. But mediumship comes in a lot of ways. Sometimes you'll actually see things with your eyes. Sometimes you'll hear things actually with your ears. I've had them call my name. Absolutely. And what's fun is when you do ghost hunting and you have equipment, even though I know a lot of ghost hunters are kind of like not into the idea of the ghost box, when you hear your name come through that box, it's kind of, it's exciting and it's entertaining, but it just kind of, to me, it's a form of validation in a sense that they're here, they're with you, you know? And sometimes I've been like coming from the grocery store, trying to open up my front door, and I'll hear my name as clear as day, and there's nobody around. And I often think mm-hmm. that spirit is trying to connect to me. Sometimes it's just to slow me down so I don't fall over my own 2 feet, I think. You know, it's like, you know, ground me and say, be present in what you're doing. So I find that to be interesting and stuff. So we have a lot
and
of
And another thing.
I'm sorry, honey.
Okay, I was going to say, another thing I want to add is that, you know, when you talk about ghost huntings and you have people who do house clearings and house blessings, that's the difference between, you know, I guess someone growing up Christian or Catholic. We believe in blessing a home and clearing it before we move in, and mm-hmm. whereas in the spiritual realm that we work in, it's just a lot of times I feel like the terminology, just, we're doing the same thing, but the terminology is used differently based
right.
on who you're communicating with.
Absolutely, that's true. I mean, and Catholics do cleanse their home, too. I mean, they may use holy water
mm-hmm.
instead of, like, a smudge or something, or an incense.
Or sage, yes. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's, to me, that's my favorite tool would be, like, a sage stick or a loose sage, using maybe Florida water or sea salt, you know, like, or holy water to kind of go around and cleanse the home. And stuff like that, and cleanse the people in the home. If there's a lot of arguments going on and a lot of, like, high or tense energy, you want to go in and you want to cleanse it, you know. And if you are somebody that collects, you know, antiques, you want to collect, you know, you want to cleanse some of that stuff because, you know, objects have energy. Everything you bring in your
yes.
home is bringing energy in with it. So, you know,
yes.
you want to cleanse some of that stuff out. You know, even crystals, if you're into crystals, it's nice to cleanse them and ask and activate that crystal for you so it does for you. And it's good after a while to just keep doing that. So, because spirit, you know, mirrors are doorways. So an antique dresser with a mirror can have all sorts of energy in it. So you want to just maybe smudge it and bless it and just, you know, bring it in kind
mm-hmm.
of neutral in a sense. So anyway, I want to take
mm-hmm.
another call because we have people on hold.
Yes.
So, let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
thank you for taking my call. My name is Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. Great.
Hi. Welcome. Thank you. I was wondering, I lost my job this morning, and I'm just wondering if you see something else coming on the way. I was doing some consulting work.
Okay.
Yeah, I was sick this morning, and the people didn't like me there, and I had told the consulting agency, the company that I work for, that I did. It was uncomfortable. So I'm wondering if
right.
I'll find something else.
Absolutely. I pulled three cards and I've got very good cards. I do feel that it was personality involved in why you lost your job, meaning like they didn't like you. I agree with you. But the agency itself, I think, is still going to look for you, correct?
They haven't mentioned, the gentleman that took my call didn't believe me. But when I talked to the actual rep and told her what I had observed, she took that into account, but she didn't tell me she was looking for anything for me.
Okay, well, if not, go. I would say look at another agency then, because I see people looking for you, and I see opportunity and job coming fairly quickly. So I think it's going to be okay. You know, it could take a couple. You know, it's going to take probably like a month to kind of get yourself all together, but it looks like it's not too long.
Okay.
So just I would get on it right away. In fact, I wouldn't waste any time. I would tomorrow try to, like, connect with other agencies and stuff like that and see, like, what else you can get into. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
So the cards that I got for her was so interesting. You were saying all you were saying, because the first card I got was exercise, run, walk, swim, or otherwise move your body. This will give you more energy and happiness. And then the second card was, it's okay to be different. You don't need to be like everyone else. You're perfect just as you are. And the third card was happy surprise. Something very good is about to happen.
I kind of feel like this particular, I know the loss, you know, you need the money and stuff like that, and the loss is like a blow in a sense. But I feel like they did you a favor, because this is going to open you up to maybe something you're actually going to like. I think really that's what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit maybe just got
you
out of there so you'll find something better.
Yeah, I wasn't comfortable there. I didn't feel something was off with that. They didn't train me right. They just had a bad attitude. And I thought it was me. So that card is right. It's okay to be different because I was an older adult. I just didn't fit the profile there, the mold. There.
Right.
Okay.
So I would just keep looking. And like I said, you know, the Psalm 23, which is "The Lord is my shepherd," is a wonderful prayer, especially for prosperity and helping someone find a job. And if you're going online and looking online, there's a crystal called citrine. It's a yellowy kind of crystal, or even tiger's eye. Keep it near your computer so when you're sending out resumes, you can either use the crystal or you can pray Psalm 23 as you over your, you know, your resume as you send it out.
Okay.
Because if you're open to that, because it helps with the energy shifting, the energy. Prayer is a big thing. You know, it's like it's good to use it. The angels, a lot of times the angels and the spirits, they'll help us. But when you ask for help, it's like they go faster for you in a sense. Like they know, okay, she really needs this. Let's help them. Let's get it done for her. So utilize your spirits. Talk to your ancestors. Talk to your spirits. Talk to the angels. Talk to Jesus, whoever you work with. And you'll find that it'll help push the energy even faster for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So I'm going to, there's another person here on hold, Sharon. I'm going to take them as well. So.
Okay.
There we go.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
So, my name is Danny.
Hi, Danny. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Awesome, awesome.
Hi.
So, what's your question today?
So, I think my wife is cheating on me.
Wow, that's a heavy one. Okay, so you're looking to
see...
Yeah,
that's wow.
Yeah, and he got right to the point. He didn't waste any energy. So I'm going to ask you this: what makes you think that she is?
I broke into her email and I saw red emails that she's having with conversations with another man.
Right. Well, you know, I have
the cards
I have are very disappointing. There's a lot of struggle and disappointment and lack of communication on both parts. So what I really
Once the cards I'm reading are calling both of you horrible psychics, because if you were true psychics, you would know that this was Rodman Delancey's, the number one psychic in the world. You are giving people misinformation. Both of you are cheats.
Really? Okay, let me see. Sharon, are you still there?
I'm still here. I challenge you to a psychic off, right?
Okay, so, you know, the people, sometimes you get people on that are going to be a little out there, and he's out there. So the disappointment and the lies was him. What are you going to do? That's what happened. Sharon, are you still there, or did I lose you? Hello?
Hello?
Sharon, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, hello?
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. I don't know what happened, but we lost someone and then we gained someone, so I think we lost
Sharon.
That's
my cousin. Yeah, Sharon.
Okay, how are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm trying to, my doctor just wants me to relax. I'm trying to get myself into a position of relaxation, and it's kind of hard. I have a 2-year-old and, you know, family members around and everything, and I'm just trying to simply get into a state of relaxation, and it's just proven to not be easy right now. I have a lot going on, and I need some questions answered about me moving and stuff, and I want to be able to move by Friday. It's difficult right now, so I want to know,
you know,
like, am I going to be able to move on Friday?
I see that you have you're kind of out of balance in a sense, and let me see if I got Sharon here. Sharon, is that you?
Yeah, you had me muted.
Okay, yeah, no, I thought you were on and I had you muted. Yeah, I was trying to mute the other guy and I couldn't get him
that's
muted.
Okay.
But anyway, what I have for you is a little bit of finding balance. And what I get from that is that, you know, you're overwhelmed. And I almost feel like part of it is physical. I know we have four parts to ourselves. We have, you know, the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual body. And I feel like for you, some of the physical aspects of yourself are kind of what's out of balance. So you may work on that. And I keep seeing, like, making sure you're nurturing yourself, you know, eating the right things and things like that. So that's that balancey part. I almost feel like you need a good cry. Like, it, you know how sometimes we just need a good cry?
Yes,
just to kind
I
of
do,
let it
I
all
think.
Out. Let it all out and just let it just go and flow. That's what it feels like you need here, like a good cry. And almost like, and it's a release. So to me, you can, you may not want to cry, which, you know, you don't have to cry, but you may want to just, you know, find a way to use maybe water to release yourself and to just release. So that's what I'm getting there. Let's see what else. Are you having any difficulty in a relationship at the moment?
Yes.
Okay.
It's funny that you said that.
Because I see some, it's a karmic relationship too, and it just, it seems like it's been going on for a little while, but you've been ignoring it maybe a little bit too. And I kind of feel like you have to have patience with them because, and I think this comes back to that first card, and we all got the patience card today, right? You have to have patience with him in particular. It's a man, correct?
Can you say that again?
Stop the relationship on the phone, please.
I'm sorry, that's why I'm a little out of balance now.
That's okay.
Anytime somebody
too.
Upsets her or gets her upset, she automatically starts crying for me. And she will run from wherever she's at being watched, and she'll run to me while I'm doing schoolwork, while I'm trying to study, you know. Or it's hard. I mean, I know that's what it is going to happen, but it's like I'm already out of balance physically and a little bit, you know, emotionally too and socially even. Like socially isolated.
Right. So here's the thing. You have to start taking care of and nurturing yourself. So, you know, so socially you may not be able to get out because you have younger children. So Facebook, you know, you can chat with people and connect to people online in whatever way, you know, even if it's
that's what I've been trying to do. I have like 100 and something Facebook friends, and I've been trying to like just stay in my Facebook, you know, stay positive.
Right.
And Sharon's been working on me with my positivity and stuff.
I see you should look up the ladybug totem because ladybugs are lucky. They're good fortune, and I'm seeing ladybugs around you. So there may be something connected
wonderful.
To that. So that's a good, that's a shift and a change. So I do feel like things can change. Sometimes it's just mind over matter. Sometimes you have to see and be the change. So you have to say, you know what, I'm going to get up today and I'm going to be happy. I'm going to get up today. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to get up today. And I'm going to be looking towards, you know, the future and my goals and how I can bring these goals to light. And you do that, and it happens. You know, and you work with people. Working with Sharon, you know, you're blessed. You have a cousin who's spiritual-minded, and she will, you know, she can help you. So there's a lot of people that's helping you lift you up. And I feel like as in regards to the relationship, I do think that that can change, that things can shift. So I think right now, just kind of like, being patient with them, being patient with yourself, and just nurturing yourself where you can. Sharon, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, the three cards that I got, the first card said very soon, what you're asking for will happen soon in a happy way. And then wish upon the star is make a wish and expect the very best. And the last card is listen to your true feelings. Don't let others talk you into doing something that you know is wrong.
Okay. You're right about that. You guys are awesome. You're right on the ball with everything. I know I'm not going to expect anything less. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
So, Sharon, I've got you back. I don't know. Somehow I had muted you, and I'm not quite sure how I did.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. You know, things happen. It didn't really rattle me, but that's all about how you carry yourself and respond to people.
Yeah, no, I was trying to, like, I don't know why, the way this is set up, I was trying to log him off, but I don't know, it wouldn't let me. That's okay.
That's okay.
He needed to reach out and say what he needed to reach out and say, and that's fine. But anyway, we were talking about the ghosts and the spirits and all of this kind of stuff, and one of the things that I feel like people need to do sometimes is to cleanse themselves, even when it's nothing to do with spirits. It could be like an energy, like the energy that we just dealt with. So
yes.
One of my favorite things is Florida water. I make it. I love it. And the original Florida water is made by a company called Murray and Lanneman. And it's a really nice, it's a citrusy, florally scent. And I know a lot of people from Jamaica and from some South America use it a lot in cleansing, and also some as a cologne. And I use it as a cleanser. It's kind of like smudge and sage, and it really, it kind of settles the energy. It kind of brings back like a grounding energy. So with this is one of the things I say. If you're feeling like you're absorbing other people's energies, like the lady that called earlier who had said that she was finding at work that she didn't fit in and that she didn't, the energy was off for her, using something like Florida water. So what I tell people to do is take their Florida water, put it in a spray bottle, go into the bathroom at work, because we all have a bad day at work, right? Spray ourselves all around and visualize a big ball of this negative energy going, you know, coming off of you if you want to put it, and just see it in front of you and push it into the toilet and flush it down and get rid of it. So the Florida water acts as a cleaner. You can do it like, you know, you can spray yourself in your car, you can spray your car, you can spray yourself at home, wherever, you know, you can take it with you so that you have, it's a tool to help you cleanse and ground. Because sometimes we can't bring sage, because we can't light sage at work, because it's going to cause, the smoke's going to cause fire detectors to go off and stuff like that. Sometimes we can't have a candle going because of the energy. So Florida water, rose water, lavender water, Palo Santo water, you know, even smudge or sage waters, and even holy water are really good things to use that you can spray around your environment. Another wonderful thing to do is to bring in fresh plants and flowers, because fresh flowers, especially like cut flowers, because they're in a jar of water, water is absorbing. The flowers will take negative. If you get flowers and you notice like they die overnight, sometimes it's not that the flowers weren't fresh. Sometimes it's just that you need to go out and you need to, you know, you need to cleanse where you're at. So in that case, you might want to smudge. But you can bring in flowers to absorb the energy as well. They kind of take the hit for you. And you can also do things like bringing in fresh plants, because the plants, not only do they cleanse the air, but they kind of shift the energies because they have their own vibration. So, you know, if you're feeling overwhelmed and you're not sure if it's, you know, the people around you or if it's spirit, these are little things.
The energy, yes.
Yeah, even a sea salt bath, like a spiritual bath, can do it.
It's, you know, it's funny you mentioned the flowers, because when I was getting ready to set up for the radio, Spirit was talking to me about getting a nice bouquet of flowers and sitting them next to my bed. And then also we're setting, my husband's a massage therapist, so we're setting up our back room to be able to service people in healing sessions and massage. And I felt led that we need some plants in here, you know, for the oxygen and just spiritually, because, again, when you're working on people spiritually, and even for those massage therapists, anybody that's touching the physical body, when people come to relax, a lot of people will leave their energy behind. I have walked into a room where my husband had, their energy is still in this room, even though they left the building.
I see. Well, you know, the bottom line I have to say about like energies is that when your spirit tells you something like that, when your spirit says, you know, put a plant in and, you know, or it's time to cleanse, that's when you should, you know, actually follow that. Sometimes, you know, we get these, I know for myself, I'll get these feelings like maybe I shouldn't go out tonight. You know, maybe I should stay home. Those are the things I say, follow those feelings, you know. And sometimes as parents, we get them for children. We'll be like, oh, I really wish you wouldn't go out today, or I really wish you wouldn't do this right now. Because you get this sense, right, this over-intuitive mom or dad sense. And I think with that, what you're getting is the idea that spirit is connecting to you to let you know that, you know, to guide them to say, this isn't the right time, this isn't the right place, you know, you shouldn't be doing this, because honestly, spirit works in all sorts of ways, you know, including mysterious ways. So it just, it's one of those things where you can get messages for people and you just keep moving forward. So one of my, I guess one of the things that I like to do sometimes when, especially for people that are more novices and trying to connect to spirit, and even when I ghost hunt, I use a pendulum. And I know you love using pendulums. So why don't you talk to everybody a little bit about how to use a pendulum and stuff like that.
Well, you know, lately since I've been making pendulums and it's been the, you know, the hot topic or hot item and people are into it. First, you know, pendulum, you, of course, want to set it where it's attuned to you and you'll ask spirit to show you your yes, your no. Maybe, and I don't want to answer, to just to see which direction it would go for you. And then you would ask it a question that you know the answer to, just to make sure, and you thank spirit for giving you the answers. But I will tell you that, you know, as a spiritual person, you know, sometimes I go out and I make decisions and I say, oh, that was so stupid, that was so silly, down to even my cell phone. And my husband went to buy a cell phone 2 weeks ago, maybe almost 3 weeks, and I said, you know what, I keep picking bad phones. And I pulled out my pendulum, and I went around the whole store holding it over every phone until I found the right phone for him. And then I used it as well. I went to buy a birthday gift for someone. And, you know, sometimes if you don't know a person well, it's like, what do I know to get? So I would use my pendulum and hold it to say, well, this person really enjoyed this gift. Or you can use it when, you know, you want to decide if something's good for you to eat. Of course, you can use your body to do the same thing, but for those who haven't figured out how to do that yet, the pendulum is a great tool. I think sometimes we forget that we have all these different things we can use to help guide and assist us, and it's just, it's neat to have, you know. It's a great topic, you know, conversation.
Well, you know, the one thing that I like for the pendulum is I like to use it to kind of guide me on, like, is this the right step for me? Am I, like, should I be eating this type of food? There's all sorts of things that it's good for that it can kind of give you information. You know, in Reiki, we can use pendulums sometimes to kind of see where on the person, if we're working on someone in a healing, where maybe the focus may be needed. So that's like an easy tool to use. That's for anybody, whether they're a novice or experienced, because it's it's a way to open up and to see what's happening. So, you know, those are good. Those are some good tools and things like that. One of the other tools that I like to use is meditation. Because when you meditate and you quiet yourself and you quiet your mind, you tend to get more messages, in a sense, because you're becoming calm and you're going inward and the messages start to flow. And, you know, sometimes it's just through color at first when you're first learning, you know, to meditate. Sometimes it's through actual, you know, you're hearing things or seeing things. But meditation probably is one of the best ways to start connecting, you know, in a way to connect to spirit and to make kind of understanding of what's going on. Also dreams, you know, sometimes dreams have very profound messages. And spirit will absolutely talk to us through dreams. A lot of times I have clients call me and they'll say to me, you know, I dreamt of my dead, you know, parent or sibling or someone. And, you know, they feel like, it, you know, what was the dream? And a lot of times it's not just a dream of them missing them, but it's more of a visitation that the spirit's coming to let them know that they're at peace and that they're okay. It's a validation for them. So paying attention to your dreams, because not every dream is a visitation, but the ones that stand out so much that you remember them so vividly and connect to them so much, those are generally visitations. For me, a lot of times when that happens, I don't want to wake up. I want to stay with them. It's kind of like I find myself not wanting to get up and get, you know, in the morning when the alarm goes off kind of thing. It's like I want to be there and be connected. So it just depends, I guess, you know, like from the messages and things like that. My mother, who's in spirit now, she used to get dreams of the dead and would connect to spirit that way. and know, you know, learn about like when someone was going to pass and how. And it used to scare her a lot. You know, she was very Catholic and it frightened her. But, you know, to be honest, I sometimes get that same, I don't really want to say necessarily it's not a gift, but it, I guess in some way it is a gift. And I don't particularly care for it because I don't like knowing when someone is going to go. And even when people, you know, ask me for, during readings and stuff, you know, they'll say, you know, my father's very sick. I can say that, you know, I usually let them know if I see them, you know, recovering or if they won't recover. But I ask not to know how and when usually, although sometimes spirit will tell me anyway. So it's kind of one of those things. And it just depends on where you're at and what you're interested in spiritually as well. Because for me, I don't like knowing and hearing about death. It's sad, you know, it's very sad to tell someone that. One of the things that I do get a lot, though, when I do my mediumship is actually connecting to people that have killed themselves or committed suicide. And it seems like that I get a strong connection to those people that have crossed over. So that's one of the things that I, you know, deal with. And I'm not quite sure why I have that connection so strong. It's actually something that I'm delving into now because I'm very curious as to that connection. But it is something that I tend to, you know, get a lot. But, you know, spirit comes in all sorts of ways. It can come, spirit can enter through like a medium. It can enter through, you know, a psychic and a medium. It can enter through yourself where you see, you know, an apparition or an orb or a ghost. Sometimes you'll hear things. Sometimes you see or hear movements in your home or where you're out. You know, it just depends. You know, it's where you're at, what's going on. But the most, I guess, important thing to do is to pay attention to your surroundings. You know, pay attention to your surroundings. And I guess that's where you'll get the clues to what spirit maybe wants to share with you. And you know what I find very interesting, too, is sometimes spirit comes through other animals. Like sometimes spirit arrives as you all of a sudden there's a lot of butterflies. Or cardinals, or crows.
That's what I've been getting is the cardinal since my aunt passed away. It's the visitation of the cardinals, sometimes a whole group of them.
Right, and that's kind of like, that's one of the things that I find that I'll get is animals coming through. Sometimes it can be like, maybe you're the person that passed was a big cat person, and everything you're seeing is cats everywhere. That could be them connecting to you. So it's kind of like paying attention to the clues. So sometimes being a psychic is like being a detective because you're kind of figuring out the clues of what spirit's trying to tell you. Because not all of them have the ability to come through and just stand there and talk to you like I'm talking to you now. You know, some of them do, but not all of them. So I see the group and we have people back in group again. And, you know, the one thing that I was going to ask you, Sharon, is that as a psychic medium, what do you like to do to clear yourself after you've like talked to spirit? So people that are connecting and want to feel like they want to ground. I know we went over a few things like the Florida water and stuff like that, but excuse me, do you have anything special that you do?
Yes. Yeah, so even as when I do etheric surgery, you know, I think the angels, the ascended masters, the guides, all who have assisted me. But my teacher, Wanda Boone, taught us a command to use, and it's stated like this, is I intend and I command that my energy and the person's energy that I've been working with be separated, regrouped, balanced, harmonized, and sent to its rightful place now. And we repeat that three times or until we fill the charges off because we don't want to feel drained. Sometimes if I don't do that, I find that spirit keeps channeling more and more information and it can go on for hours that I'm seeing things about the people and I'm not even talking to the client anymore. So you definitely want to do, you know, I intend to command if you want to sage, but again, if you can't sage, there's different, you know, prayers or mantras, different things you can say to clear your energy, and I find every night I use that I intend and command to clear for my husband and I because sometimes you're bringing those energies with you and you can't even rest well because they're still communicating and it's like, how do I turn this off? So, you know, I thank them for the information and I balance back out the energy so that I'm not having to battle with it later on.
That, I like that, and that's the whole idea back to what we talked about before, is just the idea of prayer and connecting to the other side and just finding balance in that. Because even though you're trying to ground yourself from your spiritual connection and, you know, the spirits that you were talking to or dealing with or that are surrounding you, connecting to the higher realms and connecting to the spirits, you know, in a sense, in a different way, grounds you. It's kind of, it's interesting. It's like using prayer, connecting to God will ground you from that energy, so that you kind of
yeah.
get to release what you need to release, you know. So having these prayers, these mantras are very good. And pulling your, visualizing, seeing your energy coming back to you is, you know, just is powerful, you know, because you're, and then seeing
yeah.
that energy flow through you, like as if roots down onto your feet, so you hit the earth and you're grounding yourself, it just kind of brings you back in. So, you know, one of my favorite things, you know, to do when I love to visit cemeteries, and I truly enjoy, you know, visiting the spirits of the past and, you know, going to cemeteries, whether they're, you know, relatives or just, you know, going to a cemetery where, you know, it's an old cemetery. So usually what I like to do is to go in, you know, there's a lot of activity in cemeteries. So you can cover your head, which is what I was taught in the tradition that I'm in, that you always cover your head because your crown chakra connects you to spirit. So usually I'll have a scarf wrapped around my head when I go to the cemetery. And I'll go in,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I usually do an offering, but that's my tradition. And then I'll go in and I'll connect to some of the spirits there. And I just, I don't know, for me, being in a cemetery is very grounding. You know, even though the spirits are there and you are feeling this connection to the other side, in a sense, I feel grounded and happy there. I feel like at peace, and none of them can hurt me, regardless of whether I cover my head or not. But I think part of it is also out of respect, because I want to respect them. But that's one of my ways. Like, sometimes people go, well, you know, where can you connect to spirit? If you want to try, you can try going to a cemetery, you can try going to an old church, you can try going to you know, even like an old house or an old, even a building, like a state building. Some of these really old buildings, they are filled with spirits. And so there's spirits all over the place. You know, you can start using even like a pendulum. You can get like an EMF reader, like for ghost hunting, to see if, you know, there's anything there. You know, you can try to ask yes or no questions, but just always making sure you're doing it with the right heart and in the right
intention.
And right, the intention, and just being, you know, respectful of them and respectful to yourself. It's not a game, you know. It's you know, you want to see, you want to feel and connect. So I would say starting even like with going to a company that does ghost hunting, sometimes that can be fun, or finding a ghost hunting group, like we have Dutchess Paranormal up here. You know, finding a group like that, that, you know, sometimes does demonstrations. I know a lot of times they do talks at the library, which I think is fabulous, because then it gives you more information, because you want to learn and read about this stuff before you go out and do it. You know, that's where I say the respect comes in. You kind of want to feel a little comfortable, because, you know, you don't want to unearth something that you can't handle.
And
so
then I was going to also add that for me, in that way, because I'm not really a cemetery visitor unless I have lost someone, or like my grandparents in Jamaica, I never met them. So when we went to the cemetery, I was climbing on top of other stones to get to my grandmother and grandfather's grave. But I find that for me, which I did before I got on the call, you know, I got myself grounded and I went barefooted outside on the grass to ground myself, and I leaned my back up against the trees. And then also being at the beach or by the water to relax myself, because I know for some people who may be going through any emotional or spiritual imbalance, some need to be grounded before they step into the depths of the spiritual realm, which is, you know, I felt a little off today, and before we got on the call, I grounded myself. And so a lot of people, you know, you have those people who love to sit Indian style and lean up against the tree with their back up against the tree and draw or just read. That's a great way to get yourself grounded to begin to connect as well if you don't feel as grounded. Because sometimes, again, when we kind of get thrown off our rockets, it's sometimes because we're not grounded enough, even for us that are very spiritual that do this every day. And
right.
Taking those salt baths, as we talked about, and learning to, I was even learning that, you know, when you have moisture in your house, if you just sprinkle salt, which salt is a good good source for clearing energy in the house and even when you're doing spiritual work as well.
Yeah. Okay. So I know we're getting close to the end. We've got a little less than 5 minutes, and I know you wanted to take us out with a living light blessing. So I just wanted to ask if you would do that. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. We got 5 minutes, so first I just want to ask everybody to kind of get comfortable and relax. And if you're driving, you can pull over to the side or operate in any machinery. I ask that if you can have a pause. And I just want to invite in a soul alignment, balance, and to clear all that will be keeping blessings from flowing in, any negative mindset. And now I call in a living light blessing, touching all your glands, cells, organs, from your crown chakra all the way to your root chakra down into the earth. Green light to flood your body. Saint Germain, transmuting purple flames. I call in divine willpower, the universal law of forgiveness, and I call in unconditional love. And I ask that heaven would open wide for everyone who's on the call, assisting everybody in their daily tasks, opening their ears to hear, allowing them to love with a new heart. See with new eyes those who may send any negativity or psychic attacks. We send it out with a ball of light and love. Blessed week.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you for being my co-host today. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for everyone who phones in with their questions and for listening in. We, Sharon and I, will be back next Tuesday probably, and we'll hopefully maybe around the same time. We're going to try to keep it to like around the same time. I will be back on this Thursday with Lisa Morrison. We were supposed to be on yesterday, but we were so both booked with readings, our schedules didn't mix for yesterday. So this, I believe, Thursday we'll be on together. So stay tuned, and I'll talk to you all, you know, I should say I will talk to you all soon, I hope, and have a blessed day, and I hope that your journey with the spirits is as warm and welcoming as mine has been, and I know Sharon's has been, and that you all don't come from a place of love, and not fear, because if you fear, you're going to get fear back. Come from a place of love, and you'll see and have an understanding of spirit in a whole nother light. And so, you know, I leave you all with love and peace and much blessings, Sharon. And if you want to say anything before we go out.
I just wanted to reiterate the cards that were pulled today. Courage, fun, and the strength to face fear with confidence. Having gratitude, being thankful for this life and the opportunities it presents, and adversity, accepting the challenges because it's a great way for you to learn. So that's for all the listeners in case you didn't get the call in.
Yes, and patience. We all have to learn patience. All right. Well, thank you very much, and have a blessed day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.